This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just curious. Do the people in this room like Sheriff Joe? Sheriff Joe convicted for doing his job? That's what. He should have had a jury, but you know what? I'll make a prediction. I think he's going to be just fine, okay? Tonight, because I don't want to cause any controversy. Is that okay? All right. But Sheriff Joe can feel good. The people of Arizona know the deadly and heartbreaking consequences of illegal immigration. The lost lives, the drugs, the gangs, the cartels, the crisis of smuggling and trafficking. MS-13, we're throwing them out so fast, they never got thrown out of anything like this. We are liberating towns out on Long Island. We're liberating. Can you imagine in this day and age, in this country, we are liberating towns. This is like from a different age. We are taking these people. They don't shoot people because it's too fast and not painful. They cut them up into little pieces. These are animals. We are getting them out of here. We're throwing them in jails and we're throwing them out of the country. We're liberating our towns.
That's right. The same gangs that are torturing Mexico's 120,000 people the last decade.
You've seen it.
Are being kicked out.
You've lived it. And you elected me to put a stop to it. And we are doing a phenomenal job of putting a stop to it. That I can tell you.
I remember 10 years ago when Sheriff Arpaio was in the middle of his constitutional duty as sheriff there in Maricopa County. It'd be in a local news where they'd find six or seven severed heads. And then I would report it, and the news would say, Alex Jones made up severed heads. Well, no one's making up the severed heads of the mass graves. Texas is worse on our border. They found like 5,000 buried people just in 1 year down by El Paso. And it's the criminal gangs then working with the Democrats that keep it open. We're going to go to break. We have the exclusive Sheriff Arpaio interview. Here he is joining us. And a lot of people said, hey, you know, he's out of power. The Justice Department's going after him. Let's just move on. I said, move on. I said, we're next in prison, buddy. We're the ones that are going to get set up next. Arpaio's the champion that basically woke America up and led us to this point in many ways and went through all this hell, stopping the Islamic people, Chinese coming across, Eastern Europeans, it didn't matter, just illegals pouring across no border, like having no door on your house. And now that he's out of power and they've got him on the horns of the globalists, going to throw his ass in prison for years, we're going to fight harder with our writers and reporters and Dr. Corsi, and we're going to get it in front of the president. And when we finally got it in front of him, he had no idea. which shows how isolated he is. So the story's bigger than Arpaio, though he's important. It shows how when the president gets the facts, he comes through, and that's why they're so scared of him. Stay with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
We've got Sheriff Joe Arpaio, former federal agent, highly decorated sheriff for decades, Maricopa County, raising the alarm that the collapse in Mexico was coming, that we were facing it here. 50 miles into Arizona, no-go zone, signs saying citizens don't go in these areas. This lawless anarchy. Poor Mexicans fleeing the tyranny trying to come up there. He was just going after the criminals, being called a racist, having the UN come after him, everything. And then he has a kangaroo judge with no jury trying to put him in jail for basically years with made-up contempt charges doing his duty. And the president didn't know. Our listeners are like, why isn't he doing something for Arpaio? When we finally talked to him, he said, you're kidding. It was nowhere. So let's play that clip one more time and go to Sheriff Arpaio. But here's President Trump last night in Phoenix, throwing down the gauntlet and standing up for an American champion.
By the way, I'm just curious. Do the people in this room like Sheriff Joe?
Keep it going here. Look at that crowd. There's like 100 scumbags outside. And the media spun it. The bikers were there against Trump. Just total liars. Buy American, hire American. That means no matter what color you are. Look at that sign.
So, was Sheriff Joe convicted for doing his job? That's what. He should have had a jury, but you know what? I'll make a prediction. I think he's going to be just fine, okay?
All right. Let's go to the man himself, Sheriff Joe Arpaio. One of the few other people out there that's been through the gauntlet Trump has. I mean, just the lies, the demonization, the garbage, trying to protect citizens, black, white, Hispanic, you name it, from the scourge that Mexico has collapsed under. So for being a guy that didn't go along with the Democrats, the establishment, and the, like Trump and Sessions have said, these sanctuary cities are run by traffickers. They busted city council members, brothers, with basements full of people, and they don't pay. They torture them and sometimes kill them. This is Austin. I mean, this is a mafia. This is sick. And Arpaio stands up against it, and they finally, with George Soros money and Bloomberg money, ran him out through a fraudulent election, and now they want to put him in prison. Well, the president says, you're not doing that. But the bigger story is, as I said earlier, Trump didn't know about this because they've got him so isolated. Former sheriff of Maricopa County, former federal agent in the DEA, Sheriff Arpaio, thank you for joining us. Wow, thanks for giving us the exclusive. You've got the floor. What it's like to see this, to see Trump come through, how they've got the CIA on TV saying they want to kill him. I mean, this country's already in a civil war, and the Democrats started it.
Well, I want to thank you, Alex, and your staff, Jerry Corsi, Elijah Stone, for bringing this story out and reaching the president. And, you know, I supported him from... 2 years ago at the same forum that he did yesterday? And I'm with him, and I'm with him to the end. I feel sorry what's happening to him, but, you know, especially the media, what they're doing to him, every time he does anything, they pick on him. But you and your station, you get out there and you tell it like it is. You break stories. Sometimes you take heat. But, you know, in the long run, you're right. And you started this by saying an abuse of the system, abuse of the political system. I can go on and on. And I'll be talking about that, about this whole situation in the near future.
I understand. You don't want to open a new case by making comments about it right now.
Pardon?
You don't want to open a new can of words and a new can of worms until the pardon comes through.
I think you're probably on track on that one. But there's a big story here. It's not about me. It's about our country. If they can get me, a guy with 55 years in law enforcement, where Holder and Obama started this 60 days after they took office, and here I am. I had two parking tickets in my life, served as a director in Mexico, South, you name it, I've been everywhere. And I'm sitting at a defense table. A defense table. They already drove me out of office, Soros, and they're still continuing with going after me on this. But they don't. I don't get angry normally, but I'm a little discouraged at the federal government, which I served. I joined the Army when the Korean War broke out, but I served my country 55 years, and this is what I get for it, because they're after this sheriff and try to destroy him. So I'm a little, I'm a little angry, Alex. But you know what? Once again, it's people like you to get the story out. And you'll hear more of the story as time continues.
Well, specifically, obviously, the president has the paperwork. The word is, I've heard, is it's already signed. I guess they're looking for the time to do it. But it's a no-brainer for the president. They're going to demonize him for it. And I know you're not supposed to get into the case itself, but what you were doing in Phoenix versus what they said you were doing, thank God a few sheriffs block the crime wave that collapsed Mexico. You can't even go to Cancun now. There's robberies, murders, kidnapping. And I love Cancun. I love Mexico. It's collapsing. Let's talk about the state of Mexico and then this dam breaking, and then you dare try to just do some defense. Just hold your hand up to it, and you're supposedly a bad guy.
Well, having served there as a director in Mexico, I worked with Noriega. I had agents in Panama, Argentina, Bogota. So I've been around, especially in Turkey. I cover that area. All these places are hot spots right now. But it's sad what's going on. I have to give the president a lot of credit. You know, they talk about him speaking out, you know, the Twitters, whatever you call it. No, that's a deterrence. The immigration problem, illegal, has subsided. You know why? Because the president's putting the word out. They're afraid to come over. They know they're going to jail. So the president's doing the right thing when he starts talking. And I don't know why the media has to cut him in pieces every time he says anything. It's very sad what they're doing to him.
Well, I know you were an instrumental first endorser of the president, and you know you guys have hung out quite a bit. They tried to sequester him since he's been in the presidency, but did it feel good to see him? I mean, when did you, I know you can't get into details, but when did you start getting word? I kind of know the backstory, but when did you get word this was coming? What was it like to see that speech last night?
Well, I'm watching you. That's how I find out. The president has never called me. That's okay. Or his staff. I was in the dark. I'll tell you one thing. I have to deal with the media. I had no contact with them. But that's okay. I didn't show up at the rally. I would love to go because I've been to 7 of them. But I didn't think it would be right because of possible demonstrations, riots. And why agitate the situation? I wanted to make sure the cops were safe, the people were safe. So I missed it. But that's okay. But I have a great respect and love for the president. I'm with him to the end. I don't care what anybody says. I'm with him to the end. As long as he's the president, I'll be supporting him. And he's a great guy.
Well, that's what this is. They're trying to bully all of us into basically deserting him when he's delivered so much already. And just like, I'm not going to desert you because what you said, we're in this together. They're coming after everybody, and it's really a great brotherhood or kinship to actually be persecuted by these globalist scum. You ask, why is the media after Trump? Because they know he's for real. These are globalists. They're trying to sell the country out, Sheriff.
I know. You know, Mark Goldman talked to you. You had him on, so I have a good lawyer for a change. So I'm fighting this out, and I'm never going to surrender. And I'll tell you, I'm going to try to get the real story out about the abuse that was done. And if they can do it to me, think of that. They can do it to anybody. And that's dangerous for our country.
Well, it's going to be very, very exciting to see the pardon. And I think the president should use his presidential power more. They're going to demonize it. They're going to call it reckless. But he's not pardoning cocaine dealers and child smugglers like Bill Clinton. He's pardoning a guy with no criminal record that executed the law.
Yeah, you know, I got 2 parking tickets in my life. Think of that. I'm a senior citizen. And after 55 years, I have to sit behind a defense table? For what? For a misdemeanor? Get the same time for barking dogs? Because they went after me the day before early voting, the Department of Justice. And that was under Obama. And then 2 weeks later, they went after, charged me for a misdemeanor, contempt of court. And I'm not going to get into that situation now, but I'll tell you, I'll get into it very soon. And then the media constantly say I'm a racial profiler. Nothing came out racial profiling. It's because I use the word race on a criteria where the Department of Justice authorized me to do. We were sworn.
Well, that's what it says on the forms, buying a gun or getting a driver's license or being enrolled in a police station. It says that right there.
Yeah, and the judge I'm before now, I'm not going to get into it. She's the one that handled the 1070, and the Supreme Court came out and said that you can stop people and ask them for their, you know, to, pursuant to the probable cause, and ask them for their papers or where they're from. I mean, what's the big deal? I've been doing it a long time ago. Now here's what's happening to me. But that's right. I'm a big guy. I can take care of myself. But once again, I have to, you know what? I had a gut feeling. I think they came out four hours before the rally. The press secretary and said that he would not talk about this. You know what? Everybody said he won't talk about it. Deep in my heart, knowing him, I knew he was going to talk about it. I had no communication with anybody. So you know what? He did talk about it. And I'm very happy he's back to the old, you know, to speak out. That's the way he is. That's why people love him. And that's why the media hates him.
That's right. We finally have a president that's actually being the president and who isn't a coward and who is just trying to do fair deals. They've really hated you for a long time. Why did they single you out in one of America's biggest cities? Why did the establishment hate Sheriff Joe Arpaio so much? Because, look, you got the president on your side. The pardon's coming. I know your lawyers are like, hey, be careful. And I've had your lawyer on. He's a great guy, you know, certainly. But this is a time for speech, a time for freedom, time to celebrate what's happening and standing up and not being intimidated. And Trump isn't intimidated. That's why they hate him. You weren't intimidated. And that's why they get freaked out. You have your own inner compass. You know you're a good person. You know you're not a racist. And so you're doing what you think you need to do. That's what they hate. Why do they hate you so much? And where do you see all this going? Where do you see America going? What do we do to not just stand up for Sheriff Arpaio, but all of ourselves, whether we're old, young, black, white, Hispanic, doesn't matter, against these globalists?
You know, I'm a nice guy when you get right down to it. I'm not going to get into my personal life and so on. Been married 60 years. By the way, it's my wife's birthday 48 hours from now, so I'm very happy because, you know, she's concerned. She followed me all over the world. I had a lot of threats. People were arrested trying to kill me and all that. Won't get into that. But you know what? I'm an elected sheriff. I was a bureaucrat for all those years as a cop in D.C., Vegas, you know, Army. But now I was an elected sheriff. And I feel that being elected, I have to do what the people want me to do. I did. I've been sheriff 24 years, longest in history. You know, they go after me because of the tents, and I can talk on and on and on. But we've done some great things. But they don't want to hear that, these activists that want to get rid of this.
By the way, those tents are better than all the mass graves across the border.
Yeah, and our military are living in tents fighting for their country. So the new guy, of course, took everything down. I'm not going to get, even though Soros gave him $4 million to win the election.
I'm well, then go after him, Sheriff. Do it. I mean, believe me, Trump's fighting. Tell us what you think about Soros, that Nazi collaborator.
Well, he went after me for illegal immigration, and he said the tents have to go. But there's another thing I'm not going to talk about now, why I feel he really went after me, and I'm not going to get into birth certificates right now. But this is a bigger subject matter, and we'll address that in the near future.
Well, I've been asking the question, Sheriff, but the time we have left, you've got the floor. What do you want to cover? The world's listening. This is going to get picked up everywhere. You got 7-8 minutes. You got the floor, Sheriff. Tell us.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you again. I don't blame the president. He's got a lot on his plate. But I'm pretty sure he didn't know about this.
No, I've talked to folks that talked to him, and I'm going to leave it at that. He did not know and didn't believe it when he was told a month ago.
Well, where are those people that I knew on the campaign? But, you know, that's the bureaucracy. People want to isolate the president sometimes.
They're all greedy. They wouldn't contact. I mean, the times I've talked to the president, I didn't ask for anything. I said, cut the taxes. No, we believe in you. Defend the troops. Defend the border. Defend Christianity. Stop radical Islam. And I'm not saying I'm a great guy. Lobbying him to be strong and good helps my family. Not asking for a family member job. And that's all these pissants want, Arpaio, is like when they talk to him, they just want their little thing. They don't get we're going to lose everything if they don't stop being little schmucks.
Well, you know, I think I've been on 4,000 TV interviews overseas. I'm not even talking about locally. So I do deal with the media. You know, how are you going to get the word out, Alex, if you don't deal with the media?
Exactly.
I don't have money to publicize, so I deal with them. Okay, there's a lot of good reporters, a lot of good stations. But you get aggravated sometimes. I know how he feels when they nitpick him on everything he does, certain channels. You know that. And that's sad. They ought to be supporting him. Talk about the good things for the good of our country that he's doing. So I feel sorry for him and his family, too. They're going after his family, too.
Well, exactly. How big a champion? Because that's what I'm saying. Don't think me. You are me. You're Trump. I'm you. We're under attack. We're doing this. Let me tell you, buddy, me defending you is defending me. Believe me, I get that. Folks don't get that basic thing. Hang together, hang separate. Benjamin Franklin. Americans need to rediscover that.
Well, you're correct, Alex, and I'm not going to, you know, I don't watch you that much. I'm beginning to watch it now, but I've been on your show years ago. You know, they give you a bad reputation, but how many times have you said things that have come true? People don't talk about that, so, you know, and you use common sense. A lot of your predictions are common sense, you know, being around. By the way, you're from Austin. I was head of the Federal Drug Enforcement there in Texas, covered your area. I didn't know you were in Texas, but some good people come from Texas, too, you know.
Exactly. Well, also what they do to you and me and everybody in Trump is they build a straw man. They say we said something. Notice they never show the video. And then they just put fake quotes. Fake news is so bad. I've never seen the media this bad. Why do you think they're doing that?
They don't like the president, let me tell you. And there's a lot of people on both sides of the aisle that don't like him. You know why? Because he's doing his job, and he's outspoken. He's keeping his promises. They don't like that. The bureaucracy, I know. I've been in Washington 3 times with some high jobs. I know how they operate. He's different. So why not give in? Let him do his job. Take advantage of it for the good of our country. He's great overseas. I think he knows more than any Secretary of State.
We haven't had a president like this in forever. They just love him overseas. But our media says everybody hates him.
Yeah, of course. They love him over there. You know why? I'll never forget, just briefly, when he took over Mexico City, they hated us because G. Gordon Liddy and I ran an operation, Intercept, so the Mexicans hated us. So I took over. I met the Attorney General. He used to come to my house. You know how I got him on my side? He liked blueberry pie. My wife kept pumping out blueberry pie. I threw some whiskey from the PX. I got more depth with blueberry pie and whiskey than a big stick. That's how you do it. You go in the back room, light up a cigar, make a deal. And he's making some good deals. You'll never hear about it. They always criticize him, what the first lady wears. What is this?
Exactly. Wow. Sheriff Arpaio, what is it like, though? Is it surreal to see the president preparing to pardon you for doing your job? I mean, that has got to be surreal.
Well, he'll know more as time goes on what the real story is on this situation. I'm not going to keep quiet. Not for me, but because it affects everybody. If they can do this to me, Alex, they can do it to you. They can do it to everybody. That's not right.
Well, you know why they're panicking? It's because Trump, when he gets info and evidence, he'll make good decisions. That's why they're trying to isolate him. And I'm really worried with Bannon out and all this other stuff that's going on. He's stronger than ever, but he is just in the swamp. And it's not like some football game where you want your team to win. This is beyond that. This is so real for my children and everything else. And the left wants riots, civil war, death, cop killing. It's just, and they're saying, they said he wanted civil war when they're calling for civil war, Sheriff Arpaio, and they've got a Phil Mudd, former director of counterterrorism for the CIA, saying, quote, 2 weeks ago, we're preparing to kill the president. That is a total rogue government out of control. Why isn't he arrested?
Well, I think the president should start cracking down and get some people that are willing to have the guts to do that. I'm not going to criticize the federal government, but I think they ought to start bringing people in that have the protection of the president. I'll use the word loyalty. You know what? If you work, the people that work for you, those people have to be loyal to you. You're their boss. The president is the boss. So you ought to be loyal to carry out his policies. And if you don't like it, go get another job. That's in private interest, private industry, anywhere. Not that you're going to
do you're loyal under the Constitution. He's totally executing it, so you're totally loyal. I just cannot, I've never felt such loyalty as I feel towards Trump. I just feel it's very empowering, actually.
Yeah, I feel sorry for him, but you know what? He's tough. And I said this when I first introduced him 2 years ago in Phoenix. It was kind of an empty platform, a stage, if you know what I mean. He was running against 17 people. But you know what I said? He's going to be the next president. And I'm going to say something right now. My gut tells me he'll go down as one of the greatest presidents we had, have ever had in this country. Mark my words. When it's all over, that's what his reputation.
Stay there. Let's do a few more minutes. I know you got to go, Sheriff Arpaio. Legendary fight against tyranny. We're going to come back and talk about that, more of that, because you got cut off by the music. I want to talk about, I agree. I think if he delivers, he'll be as great as George Washington. There'll be a new, there'll be a Trump monument, folks. It's bigger than Washington. This is it. This is real.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man.
All right. It is surreal to have Sheriff Joe Arpaio, with his long service in the Army, DEA, sheriff for decades there in Maricopa County, George Soros, Bloomberg, just millions and millions and millions of peace dumped in. Now the Southern Poverty Law Center has been given billions of dollars, hundreds of millions every few months, I see, to run YouTube and Google, and they're banning Jihad Watch and groups that just expose Hamas and Al-Qaeda groups. I mean, they'll show like a clip of an imam saying, kill Americans, kill cops, blow up And then they go, you can't do that. Like Germany, where they arrest you for it. So you really understand the Democrats have demographically looked at Islam with 1.5 billion people. They're going to have something like by 2026, 2027, 10 years from now, 3 billion. And they've made their demographic choice. The weird, crazy left is going to join with radical Orthodox Islam, and they're sexualizing our children, and they are running rampant, saying, kill the president, all over the news. And it is a civil war they've started, and then they say the president is involved in the destabilization when all his speeches are, let's love each other, let's come together, let's take care of our elderly, our veterans, let's get jobs back. And then he delivers despite Republican and Democrat opposition. And I say, let's have everybody run against these neocons and fake conservatives and Democrats, and let's break the trance and see this big realignment we already saw last year. 900-plus House seats in the states, 30-plus states, Republican governors, Senate, House. The media is acting all crazy and acting confident and saying Trump's dementia or Trump's evil or Trump's going to die because they're desperate. The Republican and Democratic establishment are hanging on by their fingernails. That's my view. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, I'd like you to speak to that. And, you know, what do we do as citizens when they're on every major channel saying kill the president, martial law, arrest all the conservatives, shut down talk radio? I mean, they're really calling for some tall orders. And I go, oh, that's just crazy. You won't get it done. But, you know, they've got a lot done before. What do we do? Because we're not extremists. We sound crazy even covering what they're saying. It doesn't sound real. But it's happening. What do you think with your guts and your gravitas and your acumen and your history, your knowledge, your wisdom? What do you think we should do? Where is America? What do you want to say to President Trump?
Well, first of all, I've said this for many, many years. I learned one thing, especially in the federal government, that the president sets the tempo. He sets the tone. And this president is setting the tempo and the tone. The problem is you have to have people that will follow out his policies, not try to beat him down or oppose him. And I worry sometimes about the bureaucracy, Alex. I mean, where is the real loyalty? A lot of people don't like this president, actually don't like him. So you know what? Those in the government that don't like him, that are not going to follow his policies, get rid of him. I don't know why it's taken this long to make changes. For example, the integrity unit that went after me under Lynch and Holder, the same people are there. Why aren't they changing these people? That's some. You have the opening of the.
They just ignore the president's orders. Maybe he should call you up there to help with that.
Well, you know what? I'm not looking for a job. And, you know, when the president calls, everybody says, oh, I have to serve my country. I have to go. Well, that's okay. I understand that. That's patriotism. However, if he called me, it would be very difficult for me to turn him down because I will do anything to help him out. I don't know if that makes sense to you or not.
No, I get it. Aren't you like 85?
You have to give that out?
No, you look like you're about 70. My point is you've got such stamina, such energy. I understand you don't want more work. You deserve to rest. But absolutely, I would imagine somebody like you is chomping at the bit to keep doing his duty.
Yes, I'm not fishing. I'm still active. And it's always, you know, Joe Smith Jr., Joe Smith Sr. Me, it's Joe Arpaio, 85 years old. Every time they mention my name, they have to put 85 next to it. I'll outgun anybody.
But Joe, I think it's an honor, like Obi-Wan Kenobi, that you've done so much and that you're so vibrant. I meant that as a laurel that you're 85.
It's the Italian olive oil. Always my mother and father that came from Italy. Drink the olive oil.
No, I agree, but just get it clear from me. When I'm 85, I want to be like Joe Arpaio. When I'm 71, I mean, look at Trump. Looks like he's 60 for 71. What a bull.
That's right. We were born the same day, you know. You know, I was born on Flag Day. He was born on Flag Day. And I'm going to tell you something, Alex. I've been the honorary chairman for Bush, Mitt Romney, Perry, you know, and all these people I endorse, they always say, don't say this, say that. Not once has the president or his staff ever told me what to say, what not to say. Made it difficult because when I'm introducing him all the time, I don't know if I'm going to say something that will hurt him, but I will say this. We've been traveling the same highway, 95% we think the same way, without any collusion or...
You're synced. You're saying you're synced up, you're synced with the president.
Yes. Without even exchanging information or how to what to say. Think of that. I've never seen this before where a candidate will let you go along, do what you want to do, not tell you what to say. He's never done that.
But that's why they hate him, because the globalists want to script everything, and he doesn't script, he doesn't teleprompter, he doesn't make you do it. He knows you're a good guy. He respects you and lets you talk. That's why the political class of these nobodies that get control of these gatekeepers, that's why they fear Joe Arpaio. It's why they fear Donald John Trump. And I think if they miscalculate and kill him, that it's going to blow up in their face. I don't want a violent civil war, though, folks. Win politically, withdraw your money from globalist groups, liberal groups, and just support patriots. What are your concerns about their attempts to kill him? What do you think would happen, Joe Arpaio, if they killed the president?
Well, first of all, it would be a sad day for our country. But number two, anybody that talks about any threats, throw them in jail. You know, I've been threatened, I don't know how many times, at least we lock our people up to threaten me. Those that threaten me go to jail. So I'm concerned about him. I really am. A lot of kooks out there. A lot of them out there. So I do have that concern about our president. But, you know, he's not going to stop. He's going to do what he's been doing. He's going to have his rallies. He's going to do, and let's hope that the Secret Service and law enforcement protect him. And because, you know, he loves the cops. He loves veterans. He loves the military. I know. I've been with him. I know how he reacts. And so he's just a great guy. It's just people will leave him alone.
I was about to say, they blocked his inauguration. I couldn't get in for 3 hours. They beat everybody up. Then they said nobody was there or it was a record crowd. And then I know the Secret Service, I've talked to him. He said, I don't care. He goes, I can't give in to their intimidation and fear. When he got out for miles and walked to the front of the motorcade, this is an act of defiance against them and their threats. And I don't. He loves life, but he's very fatalistic. And, you know, I'm the same way. When I was in Seattle, they were in the news saying, you come out, we're going to kill you. So I went out and marched around unguarded, and they even attacked me. Because at a certain point, the cowards need to know, you can take my life, but you're not taking what I stand for. They're the cowards. They need to know we're not afraid.
That's right. I was there at the inauguration, too, and... I'll tell you a secret. At the convention, everybody was asking me, when am I going to speak? And yeah, I got no message, but I was able to get in to see the president by accident when he was relaxing. And he had a few people, I won't mention who was near him. And I went up to him and I said, Mr. President, well, at that time he wasn't the president, but I mentioned that don't you ever think that I turned down speaking, you know, for you on the stage. He went bananas. You mean you're not speaking? Nope, nobody told me. Boy, I'll tell you, once again, they isolated him from me. But you know what? I did speak. Actually, I got a better good spot at the last night. But he doesn't know a lot of things that are occurring. He's got
you know
a lot
what's
of
more
money.
Important in this video we're watching? He put his wife and his kids out front, too, and they were willing to do it. That's a commitment right there.
He's got a great family. You know, I've been married, 60 years, and I have four grandkids. And my wife has been around the world. She's a tough gal, but she loves Trump. And I know that he thanked, when he found out my wife had cancer, when I was in federal court, he called her, and he's followed up with those calls several times to see how my wife is doing. He didn't need to use my wife to get me to support him, because I was hooked with him from day one. I didn't have to use my wife. So this is came
from... I'll tell you a story. I've had one divorce, unfortunately, but my new wife, I got married and not even tell anybody. It was a secret. He found out about it and called me to talk to her when I was in Hawaii in January, and he wasn't doing it as a stunt. He's all about family. He's all about people. He understands humans are the value, workers, factories, firemen, police, school teachers, farmers. He likes people. He's not a globalist All these European leaders and socialists, none of them have kids. They're not committed. They're little selfish people. Trump's got a whole bunch of kids, a bunch of life. I'm not here to grovel. It's just comparing him to an Obama or to a Bill Clinton. I mean, it's night and day.
Well, you're right, and I want to thank you again. You know, sometimes you disagree with the president. He can't be perfect. But I want to thank you again, Alex, because you're getting that word out. You can't rely on certain news channels. You know that.
Absolutely. Well, your story's big because when he saw the facts, he didn't know, got upset, did something. We're going to see this pardon. It's great. And we're all in this together. Sheriff Joe, when the pardon comes down, promise me, I don't even care if we're the first. We love Hannah, everybody else. Thanks for giving us the first one. Please come on and give us all the backstory once you're free of this spurious kangaroo court garbage. But again, thank you so much for joining. I know you've got some websites, other stuff. How do folks find you? How do they follow you? What's the best way for people to keep track of a guy that basically swam against the stream and won?
Well, I don't have a computer. I have a Smith's Corona typewriter, and I don't have Twitters. I don't have emails.
Well, I know you've got some sites and stuff with Zulo and stuff. So when he's on next, we'll plug all those.
Yeah, Mike's a good guy. He's a good guy. So anyway, I want to thank you, Alex.
All right, Sheriff, we appreciate you. We know you got a lot to do today. We appreciate you being honorable and hat-tipping that we were behind the scenes. We didn't even talk about it publicly, thinking it might get kiboshed. We care about the results. And if they're setting me up, I know you're going to come to my aid. Because let me tell you, I know what you've been through. It's really been rough for me. And I asked for it, but you find out how evil they are. You're like, damn, these people are really bad. It makes you recommit to fight them.
Yes. But take care of yourself.
All right. Any other points you forgot to make? Just final comment.
No, just stay tuned. I'm not done yet. So we'll figure out what happens in the near future.
All right. Thank you, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, about to be pardoned by the president. This is historic. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, I think it's not that we're good. It's that we mean well. We don't have bad will. We know we're bad. We're fallen. You know, I'm a Christian. I know that. I'm an evil person. But I want to be good. And that's the difference. But this is a microcosm of everything, because this is going to be in thousands of newspapers that we have the exclusive. It's going to be all over. It's going to help us. But I didn't, early on, when they did this, no one was covering it. I said, it's wrong no one's doing this. It's wrong. We got to get to the president. Let's write articles every 2 days for months to get our pile coverage, because I was protecting myself. See, when you step into this, you then, hook up with all these other people. And when they're chopping him up, like you keep saying, they're getting me. They kill Arpaio. They've hurt me. They put him in prison. They hurt his family. That's me. And that's not some talk. That means you mess with people that I know are honorable and have done a good job and who are politically incorrect and who are being demonized and who a lot of world people say, oh, that's a failure. Soros destroyed him. The UN sued him. They won. No, they didn't. Because, you see, we've got the president and he's going to be pardoned, and it's a symbol in their face of the higher power. Because everything we do here on earth is just a mirror of what's above. As above, so below, to use their alchemy terms. And so then they understand how it works. But the ultimate pardon's when you die. Because we are all bad. And what you want is the big pardon. And man, I used to doubt that, but now I've lived a long time. Feels like 1,000 years, actually. And I have seen it's evil. When you hear the same thing out of somebody's mouth, the same weird stuff nobody else ever said in one city, and you hear it in another, and the person literally growls at you, and you're like, this is Linda Blair. This is real. This isn't made up. This isn't somebody mentally ill. This isn't somebody acting. This is a damn demon. And the moment that happens to you, and somebody says something to you about something happened a month before that nobody knows, and you're looking at somebody who looks like a goblin, and is talking and smiling and saying, we're going to get you, and they just said something nobody knows, you're like, what the hell's going on here? And the leftists all know this, but they're fallen. They know this is all real. And that's what, oh, there's no God, there's nothing, it's all science. Oh, just go away. Oh, let's have your kids, by the way. Because they only get let off the leash when they're brainwashing a kid, dumbing a kid down, ruining their innocence. That's kind of the low level. Then it's corrupt your child, have sex with your child, abuse your child, kill your child. And they only, I've talked to top psychiatrists that treated Dahmer, all of them. I forget, she's a famous lady. She's on the History Discovery Channel. Heard her on Coast to Coast AM once. She's been on the show. What's her name? She's the doctor to psychopaths. And I said, you know, I saw it in the movie, the remake of The Manchurian Candidate with Denzel Washington, where he's not even alive until they give him the code words, and everything's blazing white, and he's alive, and he feels great when he's carrying out the operations. And I said, I've talked to people, and I've experienced it when I was a little bit younger and almost went that direction, I should be honest with folks, that it's like everything's white hot, everything's slow motion, and all there is a just evil. And I never was fully turned over to it, but just little glimpses of like, you could have this. And that's what they are. Psychopaths are like zombies that have nothing and are totally depressed and tortured and unhappy. It's not like they don't have feelings. That's all a lie. Inside of their world, they are tortured. And only when they've got a kid in a basement torturing them and they're begging for mommy do they even feel good. Then they feel really good. It's a drug. But other than that, they don't feel bad. So see, these writers and reporters and people, they don't even feel good till they're doing bad. And those are the deep secrets right there. Sounds really hardcore, but it's basically criminology. And it's the truth. That's why so many good men go to war, but then get seduced by the dark side. We'll be back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm almost ashamed to come before you and say, Fundus, but if you only turned loose the power you have financially, my job would be a lot easier. And I'm not complaining. You've already done so much. We sell the vests, the supplements. They're just things that everybody's deficient in. Most folks, real pure iodine your body can absorb. X2. I said to sell it in yesterday. I've got it right after this broadcast ends. And who's taking over? Owen Schroyer. It's going to be Mike Cernovich Friday. Roger Stone's tomorrow. He's on a plane today out to L.A. on some important work. But tomorrow we'll have some new specials. There'll be some great specials on what specials are. We always have great specials, but it won't be as expansive because this is 2 months of specials combined. And I said it would go to the end of the month, but with 7 days left, I have to stop it because 4 things have sold out, 2 are about to, and some of these things I'm not getting for months. We just got word on one of the batches it doesn't pass California standards of DNA force, so we have to send the lot back and then wait months till it comes in because we want to pass California standards that nobody else does. But I wanted to burn BuzzFeed and everybody when they finally tested us. So we do California standards, hence the problem. I mean, it's all a scam. Lawyers wrote the law, Prop 65, so that there's more lead in the air than there is in the products. But you can get stuff from sources if you really try that is basically completely clean. So that's what they said. Okay, there's nothing bad in it. Excuse me. But it's overpriced. And, of course, we were selling the same stuff they were promoting for $35 for $17.76. That's all going to end today. It's got to end. I'm leaving in 10 minutes to walk 50 yards into another meeting room, and I'm going to look at everything and try to come up with the new stuff. Kind of chief cook and bottle washer around here. I didn't get to a handful of these clips that... Everybody did a great job, but I'm telling Owen Schroyer, don't be like me. Come on, play the 15 clips we've got. Comment on them, talk about them, get them all in. Because I want to take more calls, and I want to play the clips. I have them get all these great clips that are so important, and then I don't get to them. So that's all coming up in the next hour. Infowars.com has a lot of it posted, Newswars.com. But just briefly here, InfoWarsStore.com. We are doing pretty good, but my gut tells me I've got to sue some people because they're cutting everybody else off and trying to cut us off, and I put up with it and just go, well, I'm doing okay right now, then I'm giving in to them, so I got to fight them. I'm not looking for a fight, but you know what? You're going to punch me upside the head, I'm going to get you. But I'm not going to just throw a punch and do nothing. I want to get a full uppercut when your mouth's open and break your teeth off. And if you need another measure, I'll punch you right in the throat. And if that doesn't do it, I'll stomp you on the head politically. And we kind of done all that, haven't we? And we're beating the hell out of them. But they're coming back at us. And the knives they shove into me actually feel good. I'll be honest. I just want to make sure my heart keeps pumping all the way until I squeeze the life out of their little chicken neck. Then I can roll over and die. But we're going to beat these people. And as long as you financially support us, as long as you realize that they're trying to block us, our articles, our videos, constantly, and that the act of you getting those out is victory over this trash, and that we're not just doing it in vain, that is so wonderful. We've won the marketplace of ideas. And that's why the globalists are coming after us, is because we didn't take the deal. We didn't get on our knees so the devil could unzip his pants and do what he does. And the devil didn't just want to destroy everybody. I wouldn't fight so hard. But there's no giving in to something like this. There's no quarter. And it's not like you just give in, the devil kills you, and it goes away. He gets you forever. So if you don't want to be in that old farmhouse down that basement with the devil pulling your teeth out forever, I suggest you do everything you can to beat these folks. And not for yourself, for the children. 4th hour straight ahead. I've got a few clips I'm going to play. And then Owen Schroyer is coming in. Spread the link.
Visit GCS.
Infowars.com. Spread the link.